John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute, where this is a comment on the whole region, always looking to the next election. And though the election can turn on this or that crisis or this or that economy, it's a celebration of democracy. It's taken a firm root in Latin America, throughout this region, despite the troubles and the COVID and the alarms. All of that, these are elected officials, with the exception of Nicaragua and Venezuela. So we go to a very important part of North America, as well as Latin America, profoundly, most definitely, Mexico. AMLO is firmly in charge. He's very popular. He's a senior figure also, just like Lula da Silva. But I read that the plans for a successor are meeting difficulties in the normal crises, as I said, of domestic affairs. Reuters reporting from Mexico City. The second major accident in the Mexico City metro in as many years and a series of recent mishaps in the transport system have piled pressure on Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum, one of the favorites to become the country's next president. This refers to a January 7th train collision that killed one person, injured 57. Just as Mayor Sheinbaum bids for the candidacy of President López Obrador. This is the Morena Party. Professor, AMLO was disappointed at the midterm election in not winning the majority in the legislature. That was his intention. AMLO is now looking for a successor. He will not succeed himself. That's the Constitution. Is Mayor Sheinbaum the future, and is this accident in Mexico City to be blamed on her? Mexico City is the, you've taught me to understand, it is the presidency in waiting traditionally.
That's right, John. As Mexico gets ready for 2024 elections, and again, one sacred tradition going back to the Mexican Revolution is, you only get one, what they call a sexenio. You can alternate in power. You can continue to exercise power behind the scenes, but you only get one shot. And so the question now becomes, how much influence does AMLO have to anoint a successor? And really in Mexico, as they look towards 2024, and as you pointed out, Mexico City is kind of the cradle of the presidency, going back to people like Cardenas and others. So the question is, there are really a tale of two wannabe successors. One is the foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, also former mayor of Mexico City, and currently as foreign minister, someone who's a little bit more on the kind of the social liberal, call up the Bernie Sanders tradition in Mexican politics. Claudia Sheinbaum, who is reported to be a little bit more to AMLO's liking because she's a little bit more socially conservative. She up till date has been just marginally the front runner. She has been running about a little over 40% support. Ebrard has been running in the high 30s, although her support is now falling. Ebrard's support is rising. But one of the issues is, it's hard to make a case that you should be president of a country if you can't manage a city. And so, especially going back to COVID, but there have been a number of different problems which indicate the question of whether the infrastructure of Mexico City is being managed properly. And so there was a very uncomfortable incident in May 2021 in line 12 of the enormous Mexico metro system, in which frankly an overpass was so badly maintained that it collapsed on the tracks. There was a train wreck. 26 people were killed. If that wasn't enough, the fact that recently there was another problem where you had, I believe it was a derailing metro just on January 7th. Again, there was a collision, 57 people were hurt. And what was interesting about that was that politics immediately came into play. And so the opponents of Sheinbaum said this was neglect, underinvestment in maintenance. That's why the metro system got as bad as it did. However, Sheinbaum's orientation is, okay, this is sabotage. It wasn't me. There have been reports of cut cables and objects on the track. And so, the initial response by Sheinbaum was actually to call in the National Guard with AMLO's support, bringing in 6,000 troops into Mexico City to guard the metro against sabotage, which is enormously expensive and money that at least the opponents would say should have actually been spent not on National Guard guarding the tracks against supposed sabotage, but actually in fixing the neglected infrastructure of the metro system. But certainly this does not help her hopes to succeed AMLO as the president of Mexico in 2024.
So we're looking looking at a presidential election already underway. Is that, I mean, I'm trying to generalize here, but Mayor Sheinbaum is now a major figure, and if she gets it right, she's president. We have less than a minute.
Absolutely. I mean, to the degree that the traditional parties, the PAN, the PRI, and the PRD really have yet to effectively unite in a coherent opposition candidate, many people are saying it's either going to be between Sheinbaum or Berard, or there's a couple other dark horse candidates. But at the end of the day, everyone is kind of looking at that horse race, thinking of who takes the reins of Moreno to replace AMLO, and what does that mean for the future trajectory of Mexico?
Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report, and I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.